This is the U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell.
Now, Brexit charm offensives or damage limitations? What's happening on the countdown to the midweek summit? We look at that later. Belfast City Centre struggling to attract customers. Is the Primark fire, is that going to actually affect the entire run to Christmas as far as the city as a whole is concerned? How would you cope if your son wanted to become your daughter? Reaction to the butterfly drama on UTV last night. And Jim Owen, coolest man. The man who you can just laugh with, but he sits down in front of you and he gives you one of those wee quirky looks. He's going to be in the studio, but he'd be talking to us because the quirky looks won't work on the radio. Jim Owen with us a wee bit later in the programme. So 0289 033 105. Did you see that drama on UTV last night at 9 o'clock called Butterfly? Quite a challenging watch in many ways. Some people are looking at text coming and saying there's a bit of stereotyping in it. We'll get to that very shortly in the programme. Here's the background to it, just in case you're not familiar with it.
What do you want of me?
You know, if I'd stopped trying to please everyone, I could have been more true to myself.
Our 12-year-old child wants to start going to school as a girl. She wants to be called Maxine, not Max. Oh, we don't know what to do.
Listen to your child.
I want a happy daughter, not a dead son.
She feels.
If I didn't care, I wouldn't be there, would I?
We're as good as any other parents.
Are you? I just wasn't ready to admit it. I wasn't ready to say goodbye to my little boy.
Quite a sensitive topic, Butterfly, and the transgender steps being taken by a young boy who wants to be a young girl. Now, the father and mother, they're having marital difficulties in the programme, and the father is much less accepting of the child's choices than the mother. The most supportive person of the child is actually his slightly older sister, who I think is about a year older, who is very encouraging and sympathetic and helping young Max through this difficult dilemma where he's living a lot of his life in the house at home, putting on his sister's clothes. He talks a lot about girl issues to his sister. His mom knows that he dresses as a girl in the house, but outside he's always presenting himself as a boy, and that is causing now some difficulties at school because he feels really ostracized at the new second level school, and some of the older boys are bullying him because he tends to either stay on his own or do things that the girls are doing. And the program ended last night with his older sister and himself agreeing that they should get a girl's uniform. And he had put on the girl's uniform and was about to go to school in the uniform, but both his mom and his dad were objecting to this. The dad, who was living away from home, has come back to live in the marital bedroom, so to speak, to please the little boy, because that was one of the things he said that he was unhappy about, was the fact that his dad had left. That's the background to the story. Let me speak to Ellen Murray. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ellen, just explain to me why we're talking to you this morning, because you have a job description in relation to this. What is your full job title?
So I'm the executive director of Transgender and I. So we're a regional trans support and advocacy organisation here in Northern Ireland.
And do you find that you have a lot of people who come to you for help on this issue or similar issues?
We're seeing a significant increase across the whole of the community sector at the moment, with all the different trans organisations finding, yeah, there's a big increase in numbers of young children and adolescents coming forward for help. Often it's parents who are bewildered or parents who are completely distraught sometimes, a whole range of reactions, just looking for some information. It's very common that parents feel like they're the only family in the world with a trans, or the only family in Northern Ireland perhaps with a trans kid. And so often there can be very high emotions running when those things are explored for the first time.
You would be a very good person for a family to talk to, because you've been there. You've been through this yourself as a young person.
Sometimes families do want to talk to trans people to see what life is really like as a trans person, absolutely. Sometimes families want to talk to other parents. Sometimes that relationship and that trust comes from speaking to maybe another mum or another dad who's been in the situation as well. As the programme explored last night, a lot of mums and a lot of dads and a lot of carers have sometimes very conflicted and very deep feelings or problems when a trans child comes out for the first time. And sometimes just having a nice sit-down chat with someone who had those same concerns or those same worries maybe a few years ago can be really helpful and really therapeutic for that family to move forward. Sometimes then when they are working forward and maybe want to support their child, talking to trans adults, for example, can show them that actually being trans isn't the end of the world. It's just one of those things that, I suppose, brings a bit more complication to life sometimes.
Did you find it personally challenging, or had you enough support for the transition that you went through?
I usually don't talk about my own stuff, but certainly the family support organisation, SEAL, was instrumental in improving my own experiences, and certainly the vast majority of the families that we've referred there and that we've worked with over the past number of years have found that family support has been probably the most important thing for the well-being of the child, because if a child doesn't feel safe or welcome at home, then that can really make their well-being and their time as a kid or as a teenager much, much more complicated. And often getting a family on board is really the first step in terms of letting that child explore who they want to be and what that means then for the rest of their life if they want to continue.
Did you get a sense last night watching the drama that the producers had got it right, or were they over-dramatising it? A couple of people saying that a bit of stereotyping, the unaccepting father was an Irish man, that's one criticism. The main bully at school was a tall mixed-race person. Is this fair criticism of the programme? There's also a comment about the daughter being so supportive of her brother that, you know, there would be much more family conflict than there was between the daughter, who comes across in the programme as incredibly understanding, kind and helpful, mm-hmm. that the real world isn't like that.
Well, I think the criticisms on who the father and the bully were, and I think that's fair. In terms of the sister being overly supportive, that's actually something we see an awful lot. Is often siblings acting as the advocates for the trans child within a family. Most children going to school now, most teenagers going to school now, have exposure to trans kids in school, or at least online, or know of people. And so they can often be an awful lot more knowledgeable sometimes in terms of how that actually impacts on a young person than the parents, if the first interaction is their own child. So no, that didn't strike me as unusual whatsoever. Sometimes, again, a sibling or a cousin can be that child's way of connecting with the rest of their family.
And do you get a sense, because you suggested there that there will be schools where the kids are going in at this very moment, and there will be transgender kids going into school, and their peer group will know that they're transgender and are very accepting of them? Or is there still a sense of bullying being aimed at a child who may, for all intents and purposes, just seem different than the others?
Well, the Department of Education a couple of years ago commissioned some research into the experiences of LGBT children, and certainly unfortunately, the experiences of bullying for trans young people are very pronounced. However, something that we're seeing more and more is schools are doing a good job of including trans kids, and the sensationalism is going away. It's becoming less and less common that it's actually the peer group within a school that's causing issues, because especially with young children, but also with adolescents, this is becoming just a normal part of human expression. Still, there's absolutely bullying issues, there's absolutely social exclusion issues, and then As suggested by the programme yesterday, things like using bathrooms in schools, those can be pretty big hurdles to a child or young person, but they're getting easier as schools get more tools, as schools get more guidance, and as teachers and principals feel more confident in supporting a young person as the right thing to do.
It's interesting you mentioned the bathroom theme within the story, where young Max didn't want to use the male facilities and hadn't obviously permission to use female facilities. How do you get around that? What would, if transgender NI had their way, what would the choice be in the schools?
Well, this actually struck me as unusual, because the schools in the bathrooms in the school pictured were actually gender neutral. It was just the actual individual cubicles that weren't, which seemed bizarre. There's lots of ways individual schools in Northern Ireland currently do this. This isn't something that is new to Northern Irish schools. It's been done for quite a few years successfully. Some trans kids will need access to single stall accessible bathrooms. Some trans kids will need access to gendered bathrooms, and some more and more schools actually now are bringing in gender neutral bathrooms, either single gender neutral bathrooms or making a significant portion or all of their bathrooms gender neutral. The benefits for that really aren't just for trans kids. Really, there's any group who's open to being bullied within bathrooms can benefit from that sort of thing. But it's something that quite a number of schools, certainly that I've worked with personally over the last few years, have found very useful indeed.
And finally, Ellen, with regards to the drama, and it's on over the next two Sunday nights as well, is it of benefit to people who would be trying to get a message across, or would you have criticism of last night's drama?
I think on the whole, it's going to be a very useful thing for especially maybe parents who have inklings or have a trans child themselves, or a child who's questioning gender. I think it's very useful for them to see maybe their own concerns represented or their own worries represented in a drama like this. It struck me as quite realistic in a lot of the family dynamic ways. And Mermaids, which is the trans children's and family group in England, I was involved in making it, and it does represent a lot of the family experiences. I think it's not perfect, not by a long shot, but it will be a massively important tool for families, maybe just on the first steps of processing this, and maybe starting to take those first steps to support their child in this.
Okay, Ellen, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate your time. Ellen Murray, the Executive Director of Transgender NI. Your opinions are very welcome. 02890 333 105. Did you see the drama? Bill saw it, is a point to make. Good morning, Bill.
Sorry, Frank, I didn't really watch it, to be honest with you, but a point I wanted to make was something I'd read just a few weeks ago in America, where the new ladies karate champion or wrestling champion was actually a bloke at one time and now is a lady. What's the situation there, I mean, regarding the sports inequality?
Well, we've had high-profile examples of this in the past with regards to whether or not a person should be in A, B, C, D, E, F or G category regards their original sexual orientation. But by the time we get to sorting out who is a worthy winner of a karate championship, I think then maybe we've resolved all the other issues. Do you see a wider picture than who won the American karate championships?
I do see a much wider picture, Frank, and the question I'll come back to you is the bathrooms within the schools, because my great niece goes to an old girls' school, I'm not going to name it, but she goes to our school with a guy now at 10 who's dressed as a girl, but they use the same toilet. Where's the child protection? What are they saying this? With the two of them using the same toilet, child protection must have a say on this, honestly. Because I was involved with football and everything with child protection, and what you done, you had, can't be left alone and this, that and the other. But it seems to be, yeah, it's okay, because we're pushing forward to get the gender thing across. So where do they stand on it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about one specific school, but why would you think that your relative would be under any threat simply because a transgender child is attending the school?
No, they haven't indicated that at any stage. It's just my reading of it, that she sit with the child protection, where they've got the two, and to say you've got gender toilets, everybody says that around Europe and everything else. That's for adults, but where the children thing is, is there not a policy for the child protection to be enforced there.
So you would have, obviously, from what you're saying, you would be a bit like the dad in last night's drama who is having a real problem with his son becoming his daughter. Part of the storyline is he leaves home because he can't cope with it. You sound like someone who would find it difficult to cope with.
Hold on, Frank. No, Frank. And take my point. I'm asking Child Protection what their stance is on this. I'm not saying that. I didn't watch the programme. And the other thing is to say, you're quite good at that. You actually let people run that road and then stop, cut them off, and then put your wee piece into it to try and make out the picture that I've said. I am not saying that. I am asking where Child Protection stands on this. Because Child Protection is a much more serious case within our country and the rest of the UK and in Europe, if you want, at the end of the day. And to say, maybe it's for the child who is in a transgender situation. Where's the protection for them too? Yeah. Can they be picked on because they're in the wrong toilet? You see, I think you maybe picked the wrong point here. You probably think I've come across as I'm trying to put the young person down. I'm not. I'm actually trying to protect them as well, trying to protect all children. So I think maybe we need to pick our words a bit more carefully here than what we're saying. I'm not saying what you're making out there.
Okay, definitely. Well, let me put it to Ellen, who's still listening to all of this. Ellen, the scenario is an all-girls school, a young person born male now goes to the all-girls school, fully presented as a female, and this caller is really asking the question about where is child protection with regards to toileting facilities. I'll let you address that, Ellen.
Sure. Well, toilets are often one of the issues that get schools worried about how to include a trans child, because it's one of those obvious ways, of course, that gender splits down the middle in such a clear way. Every school will do safeguarding assessments and a child protection assessment on a trans child coming out generally. And ideally, consultation with that child and their family is what helps decide on what facilities a young person or a child should use. As I said, it would have probably been useful to see the drama last night, because it did show, I suppose, one of the outcomes for that child was feeling unable to use the bathrooms all day. It's something that we see a lot, unfortunately, is people getting all sorts of health problems from that. Some trans kids are safest and feel safest using single stall facilities. Sometimes that's disabled bathrooms, sometimes that's gender neutral ones, and some will use gendered bathrooms like anybody else. Trans people and children have been using bathrooms for decades at this point. It's really not something that's been identified as a safeguarding risk. The safeguarding risks, as the callers, I suppose, suggested there, can be towards that individual in those facilities, and that needs to be managed in the same way as any other child at risk of bullying or maybe assault or physical violence in a bathroom should be supported. That's an issue of bullying. But in terms of the undercurrent of the risks to other children of a trans child using the bathroom, those haven't really been identified over the past decades of work around the UK and Ireland of integrating trans kids in schools.
Okay, Alan, thank you.
Sorry, Frank, can I make a statement? Frank, can I say anything there on that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. That's okay. We're talking about a boy doing the girl, and that's what I'm saying. What happens when the girl wants to become a boy and then goes into an all-boys school and wants to use his toilet facilities? That's what I'm saying. Does she get picked upon or abused verbally? That's the point I'm making, maybe.
Okay.
Going boy to the girl, but the girl to the boy could be a bit different transition at a boys' school.
And do you think every effort should be made to protect children who are making this difficult step and to encourage families to support their child and to encourage the education system to have those children as part of mainstream schools?
They should be protected. All children should be protected, Frank, no matter what we're doing, no matter what school they're going to. And no matter if society, never mind school, children should be protected at all times. Yeah, definitely, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think anyone's going to argue with you on that one, Bill. Thanks very much indeed for the call. Ellen, thank you as well. 0289 033 105. If you had what is described as a dilemma within your family, how would you cope? If you'd like to tell us your story, maybe how you have coped, or indeed how you would react to the scenario that was on the television last night. The number is 0289 033 105. Jack is on line 3. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Jack. What do you want to say?
Frank, would just like to point out, see, the last man that came on there, Bill, he made a point about child protection, and I think his words were twisted there. You tried to compare him to the man from last night's drama. I don't think I was very fair at all, because when he came on to talk about an issue of child protection. He was concerned for children's safety. Instead, you made a point, condemning him as someone who's regarded in the drama as bitter and unaccepting. I think that wasn't very fair at all. You see, he was making a point because transgender people, just because they're transgender, does not mean that they're attracted to the same gender. They can be attracted to a different gender as well. So he's making a point about child protection and keeping children safe in those circumstances. Just don't think at all. I think his words were sort of twisted there, to be honest with you.
I may have misunderstood what he said at the very beginning. In fairness, and I he did get the last say, which is very important. If you have a misunderstanding with someone, you give them the last say for clarity. What would your opinion be with regards to what you saw last night on the television? Would you be understanding of the father, who people are describing as stereotypical Irish, unaccepting? He's the Irish man who's unaccepting of the transgender child. Where would you be?
See, my stance is this. To assume that you're sort of bringing out stereotypes here, and as far as I'm concerned, the whole gay issue and transgender issue and the whole LGBT community is about fighting stereotypes. So this a stereotype, this sort of angry Irishman sort of thing, and to bring that in, and then the mixed race bully as well, I don't think that's very fair at all. I think, in fact, the drama is sort of just, it's more pushing it, it's stereotyping certain people. It'll stereotype its enemies, but then it won't accept stereotypes itself. It's just creating an issue that's only one-sided, to be honest with you, Frank.
Would you be fully supportive of encouraging people who are transgender to make the change that they wish to make, encourage families to be totally embracing of their transgender family members, and the education system to fully provide facilities for all members of the transgender community?
Yes, I believe that transgender people should have access to the help that they need. And if there's things that they need help with, yes, of course. But you see, when someone comes on and makes a point, and then they're compared to a stereotype as well, I don't think that we're not drawing a fair line here. It's benefiting one side. They're playing the minority card. You see, they'll play the minority card when they don't want to be they don't want any stereotypes. They don't want to be generalized. Nobody wants to be really, put in a box. But then it comes to that when the bully and, the father, they're angry, they're confused, they don't understand. It's that sort of issue. It's a classic issue, where maybe sometimes there need to be answers for both sides, because it's not very fair just to draw the line where it benefits one side and the other side's left just generalized stereotypes. And for either side, it's a debate,
Did you see the drama last night? If you did, what did you think of it?
Yes, I mean, I thought, as I said, I don't think it was a very fair representation at all, to be honest with you. I can understand a lot of families have issues. I don't understand what they're trying to drive at. I understand, it's quite a young person trying to come to terms with a gender identity. But on the same hand, I think there's a lot of questions that need to be asked to the producers of this film. What are you actually trying to bring out here? Are you trying to, are you trying to make a point about who bullies are and stuff like that? Are you actually trying to make a drama that'll help people in these situations? Because I don't think they're being very clear at all.
Okay. Jack, thank you. 0289 0333 105. A person saying here that her daughter came out as gay over the summer and has been bringing her to an LGBT group recently. The daughter told her friends she was gay, and she's now being bullied and ostracised in school. Her friends won't go near her, says the caller. Yesterday, she told her sister that she feels she was born in the wrong body and wants to be a boy. She says she watched Butterfly last night to learn more. She's completely supportive of her daughter, and she is really happy that the issue is being raised so publicly. Some of the comments that are coming through. 0289 0333 105. Whatever is on your mind. I'll read some of your texts as well. Quite a few of you did watch the programme, and where stereotyping was raised at the very beginning by a couple of texters. Some of you are questioning that and you think it is very balanced. Get to that in a second.
reasons to be cheerful.
One, two, three.
This is Stephen Woods, and let me give you some reasons to be cheerful on U105 Weekend Brunch. At the weekend, we play even more great music.
I got my first real six-string.
And for movie buffs, we go on the movie trail for those who love a movie and are up for a bit of a challenge. Plus the chance to cast your vote on some of the biggest songs over the decades. So check me out, Stephen Woods on U105 Weekend Brunch, Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 2.
U105. That is one cracking programme every Saturday and Sunday morning. Mary's got a point. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Frank. Can you hear me?
I can, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm the grandparent of a young transgender person. And he was born a girl and then transgendered into a boy just for the last year. And he's a very young teenager, just going into second year this year at school. But I just like to make the point that I watched the programme last night, and really, it was pretty similar to the situation that we find ourselves in here as well. With our grandson, my daughter lives with me, so I co-parent with my grandson. And I felt that the programme last night was fairly representative because it did sort of highlight the issues that dads and mums can have whenever this first starts happening with their child, and it's confusing and it's worrying, and you just don't know what to do or where to turn to. Can you still hear me, Frank?
Yes, I can. I don't want to ask you anything very personal because I certainly don't want to identify the young person that you're talking about.
But
when you watched the programme last night, did you get a sense that the producers had an understanding of the dilemma that families find themselves in?
I did, Frank, yeah. It actually made me very sad, made me cry, and made my daughter cry as well, because the situation is fairly similar, as I said, where the dad is finding it difficult to accept, and that's really understandable, and it's just trying to understand it from both perspectives. You know, the dad in that programme last night is definitely struggling, really, really struggling, which is typical, you know, of other families that go through it, and also the child, you know, going to school, being confused, not wanting to, you know, not being able to play with the boys, but not being able to play with the girls either, you know, feeling that she could not go into the toilets and holding on and not going all day. You know, they're sort of typical of some of the examples that I could give you about my who is now my grandson.
And
I thought the producers did.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought they got it about right. And as I say, again, without naming the school or identifying your grandchild, how has he been accepted in the school? How are things generally in the school environment, considering he was born female but is now a young boy?
Pretty good, pretty good. The school, with the help of the organisation SAIL, the school has been absolutely tremendous in supporting my grandson, and I mean, they have been open and said, you know, at the beginning, look, this is the first time this has happened in this school. We are learning, as I was learning, as mum's learning, as dad's learning, we're all learning. But the main thing was just trying to support our child and doing what was right for him, for him, and ensuring that his mental health. I mean, it was a case of either, you know, ignoring it and letting his mental health get poorer and poorer, or supporting him, and which has really helped. You know, I think the support is really, really important. The school, I have to say, have been tremendous. SAIL have been tremendous. I mean, for us, it was a journey as well. I mean, when my grandson first told me, you know, he was a girl then, and you know, we knew there were issues because he, you know, he didn't want to go to school. He didn't, you know. And we knew from a very young age that he was very much, you know, didn't want to be a girl, wanted to be a boy and dress in boys' clothes. But we just thought, just as last night, that it was a phase and it would go away. And when puberty came, that things would be fine. But things weren't fine when puberty came, you know. And then that's when it all came out. But I think that the support there is very, very important from the school. and from the parents, and also support for the, you know, the dads or the mums or the grannies or grandfathers that maybe don't understand, and they just need time. And sometimes it can be years, you know, before they fully do understand and are ready to accept. And also, you know, it's difficult. For me, it was an easy acceptance because my grandson and I have been very close. And for me, it was support his mental health and keep him well.
Of course.
Yeah, and it wasn't an issue for me. It really wasn't. I'm probably more, you know, liberal minded anyway, and I'm older and have a lot more experience of life. So for me, it wasn't an issue.
Okay, Mary, one very final. I need you to be brief on this one. The peer group in school, the other children in school, are they fully aware of the transition?
No, very, very, very few of them, because my grandson went into first year as a boy, so no one in the school knew him. So they're not fully aware, and that's something that we're working on with the school and with Sale. There's maybe one or two close friends that have just become aware, but that is a big problem with the child too, is other people accepting and hiding it. You know, that's something that we're working on, but it's every child's different. Some other kids, you know, are open and come out, but it's just they're all different, you know, Frank.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is another hurdle. Mary, thank you. Good morning to you. Frank, how can a child know about their sexuality at 7 or 8? We all mature at different stages, but come to a major life-changing decision like that. Then it goes ... after that, from a guy describing him or a girl describing him or herself as Soupy. Soupy, good morning to you. The kid in the drama last night was 11 years of age. And there's someone saying, I agree with the toileting issue. Last year, I was in the Grand Opera House with my wife and some other women. We were quite annoyed that a transgender person used the female toilet. Now, he obviously was a gentleman who was planning to be a woman, but he was dressed and looked like a man. But at the queue, the queue was actually too long for the gents, so he used the ladies. Quite a few women were genuinely taken aback as to why he did this. They were annoyed when it just looked like a bloke had walked in. This needs to be addressed, particularly in schools and other mixed establishments, in such situations until the operation or transition is complete. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. There is no in between, says Sean. Some of the texts, quite a few of you asking about age and indeed what is the most appropriate age. And when people talk about pre-puberty, that came across last night in the television programme, in the drama about delaying puberty. All sorts of points being made from those who watched the show last night. And thank you indeed for your input.